Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Yes, we've got to keep the ball again!
And the boys go
to F and score, they go, Will.
Where are the boys? Go
to F and score, they go, Will.
Unbelievable, number 10.
Mate, stand ovation for that performance. Mate, that's the best, found your level.
Yeah, I've heard that
shit
a few times.
Simon Ferry. Centre half as well, mate.
Well, we'll talk about him first because he was outstanding. So ask, and then you want to ask her.
Number, so when you hear you get number 10, you think, what is the manager thinking? Are you looking forward to it?
Thought he's lost it. Lost support.
When did you get told? Was it the Friday? But you said he explained it to you using the stats.
How did you get told?
You were like, oh, I'm number 10 right now.
You get told on the Tuesday night when last week's podcast got aired after Gary McKay, Stephen.
What was he thinking?
That's about the tactics. No, I found it during the game. But that's the first time I've ever played number 10. But I've played, obviously, was I winging up to about 23?
I honestly know you last week you said about playing maybe the third centre half and stuff like that, but I think it's a wee restriction there on you, mate. I know, better higher up. I know you're saying you can
see the wee passes,
I just said that I would love to play the left centre half in their team because their centre halves have so much of the ball. That's the reason.
Which is important, obviously, when you're a first centre half.
But you know, I will say to young players watching this, because I get it a few times, just play where you're fucking told to play and go out and do the best that you can.
Exactly, so
in that position. Exactly.
He's saying last week, this is a guy who's played top level, I'll play left centre back if I ask, I'll play left wing back, I'll play up in front.
Brilliant.
Told you, mate, jack of all trades, master of none,
that's it. No, it's a brilliant.
Mate, the linesman's killed you with your wee through ball for Boyce. And then Boyce's drag for the finish is a joke as well. It'd have been up there for goal of season.
Oh, the linesman was staying the first 10 minutes, wasn't he?
He must have splaffed in his pants for 45 minutes and just sat around. He said he's out shut for 45 minutes.
He's been for 45 minutes.
I don't know who was worse, the ref or the linesman.
Or Auchinleck himself.
I know, mate.
Or Auchinleck.
Auchinleck. Come on, though. It's a big jump, isn't it?
Not 100%, but see, because he knocked Hamilton out, I thought they were going to make it a bit difficult. Maybe it is a big
We were on it, though, because I think a lot of the times when you play teams like that, and people think, obviously, it's a nervy one, but if the better team's on it, it's going to be hard for any of them, isn't it?
So no, you're right. I've got a theory as well. 5 years ago, they wouldn't have won that game the way they did. Because 5 years ago, they'd been a 4-4-2 against a 4-4-2. It would have went up against them. Whereas you just had them moving all over the place with your 3-4-3 dropping in it. Didn't know whether to come, whether to stay.
We could beat off a Brora last year.
So you did.
And Brora, lower level than
Hearts. To be fair, the players in the positions, they don't just stay and they win positions. That's what's good about Hearts. Now they rotate about and they're quite happy. If one goes into one space, the other one comes into cover. And I think that's the difference you see with Hearts. And
but that's what you and the Jet used in a stick to a position.
I've got good players though. When we Barry McKay's on it, and obviously, not just because you're sitting here, but you're fucking nipping wee boys in here there. The wee diags over the. That cross you bad it. On the cross, right, I want to ask you, right, because obviously I've slowed it down a couple of times, the header. Why are you aiming for the top corner?
I was just aiming to head it that way.
Aye, because it looked like your head was going that way, but the ball went that way, but it was a great finish.
I just tried to go across. I've said this 100 times, right? See if I go, no you, fuck's sake, but see if I went 1v1 with him to jump, I'd fancy myself to win it. But see if somebody asked me to direct a header,
would you
love to play in that hat side, Jenny Square Barrel with big stuff?
Going to be honest, I think you're technical enough.
No,
I'm being serious.
He's technical.
Could you drop in and
I would do what Boyce does, just play into his feet, move it around, get in the box. What's wrong with that?
No, I think you would. I think you'd
shoot. I think you're 20 plus big man.
Mate, I was at Sharks last week. Trying
out
for me, they were.
No, see, are you drinking you as technical as Liam Boyce?
No, I'm not saying I'm as technical as Liam Boyce. I could play in that Hearts team, they ball, because right. See, when they get the ball wide and they come back in and start passing it, they wouldn't need to start doing that. They just put it in the box and I'd put it, I'd be in there. Fair different enough. Option. Different.
Do you know, you called it a year ago to the day, you said Hearts fans were getting on Robbie Nielsen a wee bit, and you said
Premier
Hearts
were
better than the Premier League. Yeah. A good shout, that
I remember it because I took a lot of private messages saying, fucking, why are you always champion for Robbie Nielsen in the championship? And I says, well, the championship, he just needs to get out of that. Mm. Judge him next year. And fucking hell, no, I don't have many private messages for them.
I seen a stat the other day that he's the fastest manager to reach 100 wins for Hearts by like 30, 40 games. Well, and to be fair, he's had two stints in the championship, so it's maybe no. But still,
the style you're playing, I really, really love.
That is a great, that's proper football,
it's brilliant to watch. I really love that.
Much better when Lee McCulloch's up in the stand as well.
Keep him up there. He's putting Nielsen off, isn't he?
I had to ask you, what was Gary's reaction when he seen, because the ground's in like a council estate, isn't it?
Aye.
Gary, he asked for a police escort to take him in.
What is this? He was disgusted at that place by.
It's a council estate, Gary.
He's disgusted.
Fucking right, it's a state.
Right, on to Brazy.
Fuck, I'm not playing here.
On to the main man, centre half, Simon.
Who was that number six you were playing aside for the first goal, man?
Who was that?
He was shocking, the big
first
number six.
Me, mate. First
was that
what?
You?
Me too. Oh, can't believe I'm. Mate, to be fair, right, out for 12 and a half weeks.
I couldn't believe you.
No, quit. Mate, playing centre half. They've got fucking R9 up front, man. This guy was unreal.
Mate,
and you know, every time he got the ball, he just headed straight for me, mate. I think
decent,
that was a tactic, innit? His feet were fucking good.
You, I'm going to be honest with you, right? You looked fucking heavy in that class. You look heavy.
But because we kept it about the back, got him chasing me after 20 minutes, he was piped.
Oh, was he?
So, well, the other side of keeping the ball from
when
me.
Even when you play in the back box, to get on the ball, innit? It's not your 1v1 defender, is it, Si?
Taking the 6-yard box, mate. Do you know what
and
I mean?
He's
only a bag air, innit?
How did the game go? On the radio, it was saying that their keeper was very busy.
We were a better team. I had a lot of chances the second half. No.
Depends, I mean, but.
No. Mate, we're confident in our boys.
Did you take one?
No. 10th.
I'll tell you another thing. The draw, that'll be fireworks that game.
Dundee, well. I got absolutely abused for 45 minutes on Saturday.
I saw the guy on the Twitter, the wee guy on his own shouting, if you hate Si Ferry, clap your hands.
Yeah, that was for 45 minutes he sang.
What did
that
you say about him?
So I went, I couldn't really see him where I was, because I was sitting half, obviously. He was away with the left-hand corner. Fucking constant. The boys, if you hate Si Ferry, mate, our manager and our players were clapping their hands at. So, mate, I get over to that side of the pitch and I could kind of clock him. And I'm like, are you that guy that keeps shouting, singing these songs? He's like, I went, you are one ugly bastard, mate. And he was fucking raging. Like, so it just got personal, mate. And see, after it, he's like, I'll see you down at the Huggy Hawk. I know you go jogging down there.
That's the type of game as well, man. Where if one person's on you for that long, you hear it. Because, mate, I was getting dogs abuse as well.
What about?
Oh, orange bastard, shite bastard, baldy bastard, ugly bastard, open goal bastard, fucking everything. I was like, what? Everywhere I go, mate, I just get abused. And
no, here, mate, you didn't get abused.
Yeah. But we're not the type of boys. We don't really get on people, do we? We just have a laugh.
That's mad, isn't it?
But to be fair,
I thought you're just a shite Paul Slade, which I was delighted. I was fucking brilliant. I was singing along that.
Hey, that was good.
I like that,
boys. Before we go any further, just because we have been forgetting. Grosvenor, I've got a special midweek fixture offer for you.
Aye, they're boosting Celtic to beat Hearts at Tynecastle, Simon, with both teams to score. And Andy, you're going to take the last line away.
So you can now get this offer at Bushy, price of £72, which means if you put £20 on it, you win absolutely nothing.
£70, Andy,
get involved. Sign up at gsport.com/opengoal.
Well done. That's brilliant.
Kev must say his accents last week were.
So we're going to start the half a ban. We're going to start the accents.
Well, since
a ban, you going to shag him?
I think it's important, since obviously was a big result for Peter Head. He tries a Peter Head accent.
Well, no bad.
Oh, I don't know Peter Head.
Come on, get a bash.
I don't know. Where's
just
Peter
not,
Head?
Like, I don't know.
No, you should have given me some pre-warning.
No, you're better off the cuff. You're better off the cuff.
Hey, what about Gary Mackay Stevens? You never really join in that.
No,
he's a fuzzle.
Is he better formed? But you're better than hanging abroad.
Just countries.
Texas, I'm out of Texas.
A fuzzle, come on.
Fuzzle if you want. No problem.
Well, like when I left fuzzle, right?
Mate, he's fucking on cue.
I went all the way down to Glasgow. Ooh. And it was great.
Take that snooker boy.
I've heard for a good source that you were up there with Pat and Evan at the weekend.
Me and Pat and Evan tangled up there. One bed, we got the journey up together as well, staying on the bus together, just the twos.
Two horny wingers.
We Pat, where are you these days? Up in Fussel?
But somebody else said that the seniors doing it, well, you said you were hugging the touchline.
Are you talking about it?
No, but that's what he calls his belly button. Who else in Scottish football could be Faith Urso? That was my question. I think Graham Murray could be the type Faith Urso.
John McGlynn could be Faith Urso. I look at John McGlynn and think he's got a Chuchter accent before he opens his mouth.
He's too fast for the way he chats John McGlynn to be up for Thurso.
Murray would be a hero in Thurso because he took you up. They just show him taking you off on loop and I pumped into 43 minutes.
Doing a handstand at the side, they'd love that, wouldn't they?
Imagine Murray doing a handstand and wee Pat and Evan trying to hold his legs, but also fix his glasses at the same time.
And then scanting them. Coakley, I think.
Coakley could be Faith Urso.
He'd be the hard man up there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he could be the gangster. Thurso gangster.
My big Coakley's eye.
Who'd be like the
any gangster?
Who'd be like the Romeo? Who'd be the good looking guy?
Mackay Stephen?
Ain't
it?
He's probably the best. He will be the best looking, I'd imagine. He's not great, so.
How did his appearance go down in the dressing room?
And us?
On this, how did the Hearts boys think of
him? Oh, no, I loved it. Good? Absolutely loved it. To be fair, I've had a lot of feedback about him coming on last week. I think it's got to be an every couple of months or something.
Just a wee update on Thurso.
But he needs to no talk about Hearts because you can't come on and start slagging off tactics last week.
I couldn't believe what he was thinking.
See, on our, I told the one about David Wilson last week with the wrong trainers on.
Aye.
Mate, he sits right across from me in the dressing room. I'm obsessed with him, right? So every Monday now I send the boys their clips, things that they could do better in the game for the Saturday. So I'm still waiting to hear back from him for last Saturday's game. Just patched this completely. World he's on.
Brilliant.
So what are the two wrong trainers to Newcastle? So he comes in this Saturday, he's always clean shaven, always skeleton face. So playing the game, does okay. I think he got hooked, whatever. Coming after the game, and I always watch him. Like, he doesn't speak, doesn't talk to him, just in his own wee world, sits with his towel wrapped around him, laughing on his phone. Always one of the first to go for the shower. Comes back for the shower, I'm still icing my fucking full body after that game. So I'm just watching him, puts his trackies on, and then he's like, looking a bit, and he's like, but he wouldn't even have to go, boys, just somebody took my t-shirt and jacket. He's like that. So I'm like, what's up, Div? And he's like that. Jacket and t-shirt's gone. So he's standing with his trousers and his tenors and I'm pissing myself and I was like, oh, fuck, nightmare, mate. I was like, you got to dive back to Elgin with your tap off. And he's like that. Yeah. Like, we've got a big bucket of training taps and like socks and pants for anyone to use. Anyone else would go and put a training tap on, fuck off. We've got big Peterhead jackets, right? So I'm still looking at him. He just puts his big Peterhead jacket, zips it up. See you later, boys. Mate, he must have drove for Peterhead to Elgin. Sweating. Sweating, man. Mate, he's gone underneath that big fucking jacket. He's a different breed, man.
He's a legend.
Oh, a hero. Hero, man.
That's a funny story, so I don't know how to follow up with this, but did anybody watch when Gaz came on against Hockey Light Up in the weekend? They looked fucking lost, mate. Honestly, Gaz on a junior pitch just doesn't go up.
No.
He's just looking a bit like that in 20 minutes. He actually tracked back and made one tackle and I was pushing myself laughing. But I did say to him, listen, go and represent Thurso today because it's on TV. He'd done it well. It was an absolute embarrassment for 20 minutes. So good on.
I must say, you play well with Cockring, didn't you?
Cockring?
I like Cockring.
You play well with him.
It's a good link up.
It's a very good link up, man. Cockring behind you, literally, isn't it? We need to check it. What are they?
Calvin's again. That's the same ones as last week.
Same ones, eh?
You've had them on for 7 days.
I've got 8 packs of them.
And the new jumper?
No, just old school Simon.
No, it's not. I know it's not a new
house, man. Simon, I don't buy clothes.
You've done as a belter with that number 6. Why did I not
put
one of number
6?
I actually didn't realise that was you at the time. And I was like, that is fucking Si.
That was a bad
put on his ass.
But did you see, do you know why I knew it was him? Did you see East Cobra Bryce tweet?
I know, they've came
cheeky
for
East Cobra
Bryce. Can we get out? You need to take it back.
What did they say?
Zhao put Si Ferry on his ass.
Si Ferry's ass won now.
That's good.
So yeah. I purposely went to watch a hike, so I was like, I need to see this. And then my fat ass was rolling a bit of floor. Shell pedo after.
Mate, see, after I seen that, that's why I'm on a diet this week. I agree, mate. I looked at it and thought, oh.
Do you know why? I keep saying to you, I don't know why you tuck your strip in, mate. Stop tucking your strip in. You look heavier when you tuck your strip in.
I know. It's how high is the what size?
I said the carrier. It's not getting away from you.
No, he'd be raging, mate. Have you seen that, mate? He'd be raging. What'd you get up to the weekend, obviously?
Watch Scream.
Did you?
Scream.
And you put the mask on as well.
I know you've got to see that. I should never put myself down.
Ball.
Do you see that?
Oh, he's another. Go and get that.
We'll do Scream.
No, I can't do Scream.
It was all right, but I think horror films are a bit, the plot's all shite, innit?
Aye, mm-hmm.
Really.
It's not going to be
a bottle, is it? But it was not bad. Got a wee...
Winch in the back row.
Oh,
yeah? If I don't, aye. So
a popcorn trick.
Popcorn trick, aye.
You know the popcorn trick?
Aye, you're going to find it for ages.
Did you start
to get right to the bottom?
Right in the bottom, aye. Fucking ages. But an old boy...
She thought they wee brown bits of popcorn with your balls, didn't they?
A couple of spare seeds at the bottom.
But it was like, it was round an old boy behind us get farting. I hate
Bruce,
that.
Was it Brucey?
Brucey, aye, sitting there just farting. But I hate it. Come on. Let us watch a film in peace. That means just kept roughing. So, good night. And I bought a wee watch, £9.
Nice.
So cool,
that, I like this new sporty look. I think that's
just yeah, yeah. How do you think my weight's looking? I've lost a bit of weight, no?
How many steps? 30,000 steps a day, done?
30,000 steps a day. Up at 6 in the morning. I walked to Dumarnock this morning. Walked back.
So Dumarnock?
Dumarnock.
Dumarnock?
What do you think Dumarnock would be? I just wander everywhere now. Just walk about, get my steps.
So 30,000, that's for sure.
And what about you, Kev? Weekend? He said Scream was plenty of screaming coming for your room.
Oh, actually on the drinks all the night.
Oh, did you?
Love to see you with a drink.
Fuck it, I took up a wee, I got a selection of ciders for Christmas, like loads of different variety ones. And there's about maybe 12 of them.
12 ciders?
See the fucking, the ones that were 8.2%, man.
8.2% cider?
I was feeling it yesterday.
Oh yeah?
I woke up with a...
So did you end up steaming, huh?
No, I wasn't steaming. I walked down the road about 2 o'clock from my mate's house, but fuck me, man, see yesterday, up at 8 o'clock in the morning with the kids.
Did you have a wee bit of fun when you went back up the road?
No, Lynn was away doing a walk. She was doing, she's doing big walks. She's
that's why
legend I've started.
Right, boys, football. Who else played? Oh, we've got Peterhead, I've got Dundee, Hearts at home to living.
It's great. I think it's really
you're
good.
You'd be happy with that, though, wouldn't you? Home draw,
I hate it.
That'd be brilliant. And I might come to that one, Si, don't
mind. Come up, mate. Jump on the bus.
I'll come to your away games in the league, but Peter's a bit far in it. But that cup game, I'll definitely make. But I go to it and
I'm going to the game Wednesday, Hearts Celtic.
But you're going to Hearts then, didn't you?
I know, but I just go to analyse the game and then you can give a proper informed opinion on that.
Does that mean you lose that boy? That boy will not be able to play for you then, eh?
Hey, Josh is away back, Josh Mulligan. Oh, played for Dundee at the weekend.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
Another young kid, we've got another one just now for Aberdeen. Oof.
What'll be interesting to see you with Dundee though, playing it.
I've played them before since. We'll play them at 100%.
You fancy your chances there, sir, yeah? I know Dundee's obviously two. I know, but you would fancy like going
there.
Andy
says so, Kev. If the team at the top
if you go there, it'd be hard to beat. You just never know.
Boys just need to play their usual game. Be brave, innit? We need a bit. We can finally talk about him. He's left. Come dogs away. We never actually got to speak about his idol performance because we didn't know how to kill him.
Well, that was his last appearance in Scotland, wasn't it?
What a way to go out.
What was he thinking?
I've got a feeling that might have something to do with his new move.
Brilliant.
He's been brilliant on here.
They would have been brilliant.
See if you could have got a team here and then joined here as well. Are we, you're doing, Andy, that would have been, that's the perfect thing, isn't it?
Come
you
dogs, come got, dogs got a team there?
Central Coast Mariners, mate, what a move.
I know.
Oh, that's good for, I'm pleased for him, because I see obviously when he came and helped us.
Great boy.
Like, he's got a nice heart there and he's got a great attitude. Just, I think sometimes when you're in football and you get one bad thing against you, people seem to hold that against you for a long, long time, so... Maybe a wee fresh start because he's only like 26 or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not old. Am I right in saying that their manager's at Nick Montgomery as well?
Aye. Monty.
Is that him that snodded him?
That's the one I told you. Snoddy pranked him, saying he was getting a call for Scotland. Phoned him, kidding on him, was Craig Levein.
It was like he's dreaming
of that. Listen, we just need a dog in there. Like,
what's so Snoddy phone him?
That's
a famous prank.
So he was saying to Nick Montgomery, like, what size of tie are you in that? So we can get your suit fitted.
Was
the guy was like, it was one size. Is that many belt buckles you take in your belt?
Oh,
mate, what did he say, Durham? But he went away telling his family not to end up a big thing. And he proper wanted to do Snoddy. He never took it as a joke at all.
But come dog at the, you were a bit raging, he was a joker.
Do you know what though? See, when I first we met him today, the hang here, I felt a connection right away. I mean, he's somebody that you automatically
just
love.
Do you think it was too much for him?
Too much for him, innit? Back off the stage.
Mate, what about he kept trying to get back on the stage, didn't he? The stewards had to start. He kept saying to him, as soon as I'm going to take your moustache off.
I'm going to say, as soon as can I moustache you a question? I was like, mate, you're not getting back on. He was obsessed with saying that joke to my ma. I was like, mate, you're not seeing a joke with my ma. You know what I'm talking about, didn't you? With the horn up.
Oh, I wish him all the best.
No, what
you
boy.
Can't actually get a serious convo with me.
No.
He feels like he's always got to make you laugh, which is lovely, but you're like,
what a guy.
Alex Fertitta.
To be fair, he was obsessed with you, wasn't he?
What a guy. Honestly, but he I think when he comes back, he'll be brilliant for
his
sure.
VT was unreal in here. It was so natural.
That wee video we done, that made it, didn't it? That wee bit was brilliant.
You, him and Pat and Evan, mate. He's got him. Him and Pat, didn't they?
They clashed with the hips thing.
Oh, was it, right?
Aye, they clashed, so.
Who was a better joker, Kev, Andy?
Oh, there's only just one joker.
It's got to be.
Nah, you know, they're filming Batgirl down there.
Aye, Batgirl.
Why don't you get down?
Who do you think you went to the cinema with?
Aye.
Well, he's an Australian accent, Ken, before we move on for Cummins.
Oh, strikey, mate.
Oh, hey, my Ken, God. Honestly, mate.
Harold Bishop for Neighbours. Right, football. That's fucking 20 minutes old, that's right.
Come on, Toadfish.
It's the best part of it.
Right, who's game for the Jambos? Kev, are you going to go?
What's that?
The welcome sale at Tynecastle.
Do you know
beat
what
beat them last time at home, what are you expecting for this one?
Yeah, great game.
I think, very, very, very tough game for Celtic because obviously they've got a couple of injuries. And new signings experience that atmosphere at Hearts will be very, very difficult. But for me, if Celtic get any aspirations to try to keep in the title race and win this league, they've got to go there and take 3 points over Hearts, and that ain't going to be easy because Hearts are like flying. I know they had a couple of. What was wrong with Big Soapy? Was he injured at the weekend?
Ankle injury.
Does he come back in next week, or is he fit? Or
no, he'll not.
I think he should be all right for tomorrow.
Aye, so for me, no, Hearts have got the full allocation to pick from.
No,
Hearts give them a right good chance. I think Celtic's got to go there and get an early goal. They get an early goal, it might be a different game, but see the longer it does, doesn't he? Hearts will get chances because see the likes of Barry Mackay, and Barry Mackay's on fire, and I don't care how good you're defending or how you do to try and stop one person, and I know one person, but he's got that little bit that can make a difference, whether it's a cross, a pass, or, and he's rapid, by the way.
He's so quick.
He's rapid.
Mate, strong for his size.
And for me, I'm going to go to the game, Simon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Who's managed to sort your tickets for that?
Lockie.
Has he?
Aye, phoned him up.
You always do all right with the tickets, didn't you, big man?
Aye, no, you don't ask, you don't get. Mm-hmm. No, I'm looking forward to it. Take the wee man up.
Who's the wee man, Billy Brown?
No, no. But no, looking forward to it, si. I think it's a big, big game. Andy, you'll obviously be looking forward to it.
Aye, you're sure you're playing, eh?
I don't know, shouldn't see, hopefully. But to be fair, both teams are flying, then.
Can I plot that and be sitting watching the next week?
No, it doesn't make sense.
No, obviously, fingers crossed I'm playing, but Celtic are... What, Celtic not won something like 10 games in a row or something like that, so they're obviously in a good place and all, but so are we. I said at the start of the season I'd fancy us to give anyone a game at home, and going into it we know that, listen, see, if we win that game we're 6 points behind Celtic. I know it's easier said than done, but it's going to be a big game. They're missing a few good players.
McGregor, squad, Abada, Ediguchi looks like they're going to be out for it.
Well, they've just obviously signed the boy Matt O'Reilly, is it, for £1.5 million? So you might just come in.
And he's no idea about him.
I remember him breaking through at Fulham, and he broke through something. I'm sure it was 16 or something. It was very, very young.
Oh, was he?
And he was always highly thought of, so.
Very brilliant.
What was it you should have done with the Michael Jackson statue?
Why did they keep doing that?
I know, it was weird, wasn't it?
I didn't like that.
Farting on it and moonwalking away.
Moonwalking away. So anyway, how big a miss are they? 3 players, McGregor, Abadan, Ediguchi.
Even if you had in Kyogo there as well, so I think the big one's McGregor.
Yeah, of course that is.
I really, really think so. I think
he's so important to the way they play, aren't
they? I think that's the most important player for the...
And what is that in terms of the build-up?
Build-ups, because the way Celtic want to play, obviously they want to get... play out for the back and stuff, right? But he's that one who's going to receive the ball anywhere. He'll take under it under pressure. That's what a Celtic midfielder does. But he's a very, very clever player. Who's going to... I can't think of somebody that will replace him at the same level as that. No. McCarthy's will come in, won't he? But he's not really played at all.
Got to be Tom Boyd, and I think he's the only one that can actually...
He keeps on chipping at the bit, so look, maybe get him in. But I don't know.
Obviously
what about Hatate? Could he come play there?
I don't know anything about him. Maybe he could, but... I don't know. I didn't want him to play against Alloa.
Who, McGregor?
Didn't want him to
that. Perfect time to game of your rest.
Surprised he played as well.
I'm surprised, and then even bringing.
Not only on the ball, so when we watch the game at Hibs, he is the one that maybe sets the press and tells.
Yeah,
never over.
See, it's funny you said setting the press, right? This Maeda boy, I've never seen somebody press him, some
he fucking loves pressing.
He sprints every play.
I love it, man.
Animal.
He's every player.
But do you know what he does when he gets there, mate? He proper bashes people, man.
And that's what we say. You've no done your job pressing when you get there and stop.
Yeah, fake,
you've
done half a job too press. Much. Yeah. Man, you're right, you're the biggest ones for it.
No, no, the king of the fake press is Kyle Lafferty. Watch Kyle Lafferty press. It's the old, he puts his head down and just moves his arms fast, but he doesn't run.
Aye.
So,
aye, so he's always, see when people get there and start doing that thing that they do. Just go and tackle him, man.
Show them doing one side.
Make contact. Yeah, get tight.
Aye, so, but certainly, McGregor's a big one. I don't know how long he's going to be. Is it a broken cheekbone? It's looking like.
I think it doesn't look like a broken cheekbone.
I think that was the wee time to. And then that being said, the father would then go and beat you, and then people see you've rested players. But no matter who plays, they should be have enough to beat Alloa. So I think that was
going to come to that game in a bit.
Sorry,
on the Hearts game.
Who's going to play them out? Because Turnbull's out. Rogic's out.
Is Rogic's not still?
I'm not sure.
I don't know when Rogic goes.
I think McCarthy will come in for that, and then
I thought Beaton. No, Beaton.
I think Beaton will play. Beaton could do that role. I think Beaton's.
He's been good under us, to be fair, since he went.
Beaton, Hatate, and
Rogic is the three.
Rogic,
yeah. Still strong. Saida, Forrest, and O'Reilly. Is it O'Reilly?
No. Forrest, Jota
back.
Jota back.
So you wouldn't put the new boy straight in there?
I think he might play in midfield.
I think he's a wide left
Was he there for the Alloa game, the new boy, or was he just signed this week?
I think his registration was lighting up.
Was it? Aye. Because I've got to say, it would have been good to actually have him in the Alloa game to see where you're at. But like you said earlier on the McGregor thing, you don't really need to be playing Callum McGregor and a couple of other players against Alloa.
This game will be fascinating Wednesday. Win it, it's going to be an unbelievable game. Honestly, it's back to its best, isn't it?
Really? Do you know what? See, all three of the games, obviously played each other three times this year, they've all been good games.
Do you think the Hearts will do it? Obviously, we talked about it before in previous podcasts, where Sildig have quit the blocks, been in high intensity, quit from the word go, and then second half they've kind of stepped off a bit, but Hearts have come into the game second half. Do you think you'll change the way you want to go about things? Or I think it'll just be similar and see how the game plans out.
I said it last time we went to Parkhead. It looked as if we've went there to sat in, but we never. No. We went to have a go, but they were just that good.
Yeah.
It forces back on a day, but we won't sit off against anyone in Tynecastle. I don't even think that's gained much away. I think anyone's watched this year.
It'll be
two teams trying to win the game, definitely.
Yep. Right, St Johnstone, misery continues. We predicted it last week. Kelly have put them out. Is he on a shugly peg? Obviously, it is a shugly peg with the size of his suit hanging on it a bit.
Very shugly.
Has it got even shuglier?
His big leather jacket. He's a goff, isn't he?
He admitted it himself.
He's a goff.
Straight
in the cat house, innit?
No, he's obviously admitted it himself. But he
should get time, Kev. He shouldn't be getting loads of his job.
I would agree with you because I think he's earned the time.
Yeah.
For whatever reason it is, I did notice last week after watching him St Johnstone last week with Maddie Davies, and he got dropped at the weekend. And to be fair, the highlights package that we saw, some of the games got more minutes than someone.
I've to see package.
I know you would.
Right now.
But see the boy Butterfield, he good looked player. Like the main goal threat, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was quite critical of him last week because I thought he was quite...
Do you remember him at Barnsley, Kev? Good player, isn't he?
I was
thinking of the Butterfield guy that played with Crystal Palace. Was it Jake Butterfield?
That's him, Jake.
No, there was another guy. There was another Butterfield. There was
Danny Butterfield.
Danny.
That's Butterbean you're talking about.
No. But St Johnson, like, they've got good players. It's just they're just needing something to click. And you were thinking, like, Saturday against Kelty Hearts. Don't get it wrong, they dominated the game against Kelty Hearts. Kelty's caught them on the break, and it's a great finish by the boy Higginbottom. Aye, composure.
But when you're in a rut, Kev,
you're in a rut.
Many ruts, filthy ruts. My fuck lord, I've been in many.
29 years, you're
29 year rut. And that's what I say to Cam Davison, I've been in a 29, 30 year rut. Still not with it. So, I don't know if you can, I really don't know if you can get out ruts. I don't know. Well, if the three years you know, you're your manager, assistant, and coach, whatever it may be, how do you get out it? What do you do different? Because you don't...
I think you need to do something drastic.
But see, when this is the issue, I feel as a player, if he goes like, right, today we're going to go go-kart, and see when managers do
you're gone.
But do you think it needs to be a complete change on tactics or training? It's difficult, isn't it?
I actually read somewhere that during the week that their possession stats are up for last year, but their number of shots at goal and number of touches in the box are miles.
Maybe you should take them to the cat house. Take them to the cat house.
Still wearing that leather vest underneath his shirt.
Do they look at some of the players on the fringes?
Take the nipple clamps off.
Is there any young kids they've got, young strikers that potentially could come in? Because let's be honest, the strikers have got the nail on the doing it. I know Chifty just come in, he's got was only two games in, so he's
but he's
got
I think they scored a lot of goals last year, Kev. I know, but I think they were more so better defensively.
So do they need to go back to being they need to just shut up and say, right, let's not lose the game, and can we be the one that maybe catches?
I agree with that, right, but you can't score 11 goals and then blame it on not keeping enough clean sheets either. Do you know what I mean? Because 11 goals, but like more than halfway through the season.
They try to play like that against Celtic, sitting in the broader place.
And to be fair, talk the initial question, Shugley Pig, he's not going to be on a Shugley Pig. He's just won two cups last year. You can't go for that to no gain him at least the season. And he's already signed, I think, three or four players in this window. They're no plan on getting rid of him for just let him sign three or four players. But the biggest thing for me, he signed three defenders.
He signed Sifkid, didn't he?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. You just wonder if he'll think about walking.
You need to get them out of this.
I've said from the get-go that I still stand by they'll be all right. They're not going to do this year, but I do worry that they've just lost the boy Cam at first. He's been their best player.
I would definitely walk them out of situations in life I've fucked up and just walked away and left the shambles there for the other people to deal with.
Do you know what I mean? Who takes care of him? Leave him in it. I've done it many times. Pat Nevin, Pat Nevin, the job. Ozzy Osbourne, man, he'll take over. Watherspoon's a massive loss. He's the one that links midfield. Do we know their mixed fixtures? Play Dundee Wednesday night, mate.
That's huge.
But
that again, like seeing the Kilty, it could be the game that kickstarts the season. They're going to hate to do something. And Dundee will feel, they obviously got a win on Saturday in the cup, but they'll feel like if they can get 3 points,
who's at home?
Put them a bit of distance between them and St Johnson.
Who's at home?
It's the angriest I've seen Callum Davidson after a game. Did you see him after a game?
What was he saying?
The boys have been told specific instructions before the first half and they're not doing it.
Aye.
Wasn't it happy?
I'd be more raging at a fans kidding on they're going to batter players, isn't it? That is.
What about Liam Craig, the shop steward, man? Come on, lads. Come on, lads.
He put his high vis on straight after the game. He's
got his PFA rep card.
I'm actually the PFA rep for the boys.
Come. Don't touch your boys.
That was a bit much for a fan zone, no.
Somebody that's angry is like, if you don't mind, just drop me an email with your complaints and I'll make sure that somebody.
You know who's going to get it,
I think they've got more than enough quality in their squad to turn it round. But the most important one's the first one. The first win.
Have you ever been in a dressing room? You got relegated this window, man. You just knew every time we went on the pitch we were getting beat. It was just that feeling of fucking we're done, man.
What do you think needs to change when that hang?
Something drastic. See, the Canio, mate. I told you the first six games, mate, we were in a rut. We couldn't win a game. And taking the captaincy off here, sold one of the players that was playing every week. And everyone was like, fuck, this guy's no pissing about, man. If we didn't get our act together then. And then after that, mate, we went and fucking won the league.
Those just probably didn't
pull me in.
Like brought you back into the team.
I looked on Saturday when he first took over, and he fucking
we get relegated at Sunderland a few times, and it's like you say, you prepare and do everything you think is going to, like, you look at the other, you analyse more because you look at faults in the other team, right? How could we maybe get something here today? And you go to that plan, and it just takes one lapse of concentration to fall. You lose that goal, or somebody makes a mistake, and before you know it, the heads go down, the crowd get on your back. It's a difficult place.
You can't joke around.
You're walking
place.
On fucking eggshells every day. It's horrific.
Yeah,
it's probably Rangers after the January when we were flying, and then couldn't win a game after January.
No, it must have been tough.
That was bizarre.
It's like you say, nothing changed from before. No. So why is it just confidence or you don't know mistakes?
It's confidence, and what it becomes is, and players would never admit this, but it becomes a point where you're scared to make that mistake. So instead of going and being expressive like you are, you then go, you cull into a shell and they start thinking doing the safety pass. Whereas that would be safety pass to the right wing back there. Where you would rather just maybe a whip tap round the corner or you would try something different.
See that you said that, Kev, right? I've watched a lot of football recently, right, which I don't usually do, but see when I've been watching Man U, I've been watching it, right, and I've been looking at Bruno Fernandes and thinking, see if he played for the Old Firm, the amount of abuse he would take. Mate, Bruno Fernandes, that last game, gave the ball away about 40 times in a row. I swear to God.
That's what I love about him.
Every time he go at it again, he would try and slide somebody through. And I was like, actually, you're not getting away with that.
No.
You're
getting hounded.
But is that why he's so elite? Because he'll just keep trying it and then they'll eventually get an assist for a winner. Does it really affect them?
I know, but Man U fans didn't really get on their backs.
No.
I don't think there's, like you say, no chance. The fans are getting on the same as Arab.
I'd say 30% of the stadium's full of tourists. The people that's coming across to watch it.
You're usually one of the tourists.
One of the tourists there every week, aye. Slot.
Dundee beat Dumbarton at the weekend. Griffiths scored the winner. Has he got still got a role to play at Dundee?
I think so. He's a top, he's a top striker. Do you know what I mean? He just needs to be obviously.
Why is it not, why is it, why do you think it's not worked for him?
I don't know.
You weren't expecting that question, were you?
It's a great question. If, and fuck me completely up. Love somebody else to take care.
See, Lee Griffiths has obviously left, he's obviously left Celtic knowing to go and try and get his career going at Dundee. And you know, you've been on loan yourself. Did you go on loan?
I was on loan a couple of times. Did I play a second?
Andy?
I've been on loan a few times.
Right, now. You know what it's like when you go on loan and you're no full of confidence? It's very, very hard to get things going. And I think Dundee was the wrong loan move for Lee Griffiths, because I think Dundee's more of a comfort zone thing for him because he's been there before. I think he'd have been better on going somewhere out on loan that was out of his comfort zone.
Somewhere fresh
where he had to get his head down and work hard.
It's all down to him though, isn't it?
It's all everything that goes wrong in Lee Griffiths' career is down to Lee Griffiths. Nobody else can change that. You can have managers, you can have people put your arm around him, you can tell him all the things he needs to do right. It's up to him whether he wants to go and do it. If he's not going to be willing to listen, then let's be honest about this, and it's his career will be over in the next season or two. It'll be done. Whereas I know he's in his 31, 32. Mm. He's still got a good couple of years of goal scoring in the Premier League left in Lee Griffiths. It's him that needs to, for whatever reason it is, and we don't know what the reasons are, but we'd like to think that hopefully he can just go and get himself, like, he could.
Will we ever see a 20 goal season Lee Griffiths again?
No.
The thing is, no. Si, that question's a question that's been asked for the last 4 years. Do you know what I mean? Will we see Lee Griffiths getting back to his best and scoring goals? He's not really scored a lot of goals for the last 4 or 5 seasons. Right. I think obviously last year it was one of them where it was going back and forth for him and Lennon. He's not fit enough. He wasn't prepared to play. He couldn't play 90 minutes or whatnot. So I thought this was a big chance where I generally thought he would rip it up at Dundee this year.
So did I.
And whether that's down to personal form or the team not creating enough chances, I'm not sure. But he 100% still has a role to play. I think if Dundee are to make a big push and climb up the table, it will be down to him.
Yeah.
Because he's, let's face it, Cummins is away now. Boy, Danny Mullins out for a number of weeks. It's only him or Cillian Sheridan that's going to be playing.
This is his opportunity.
Gang Killian's out for the season as well.
Is he?
His opportunity to maybe like get his love for football back, because if he does be that talisman that goes on and scores maybe say 5 to 10 goals between now and the season, keeps Dundee in the Premier League.
Get a wee buzz
He'll get a wee buzz back about it. But you're saying about scoring 20 goals. Who outside the Old Firm scores 20 goals a season? There's not very many.
He's still an unbelievable finisher, isn't he?
Yeah. Like, you saw his goal against Aberdeen a few weeks back,
has he missed a lot of chances up there?
Maybe not getting enough.
I was going to say that would probably worry you more.
That he's not getting chances.
He's not getting chances. He's not getting in the positions. Or not getting service.
Sorry, Andy. I don't know. Edinburgh guy.
Tomo. He's flying, isn't he?
Brilliant. Really, really is. Do you think clubs
higher footy team?
Do you think a higher footy club will be? Do you think they'll be starting to sniff?
He's done it the last two with the Kelly job, isn't he?
Was he?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Between him and Derek McInnes.
What a relevant.
I think he made Tom will hang your man's at the top level.
I think sooner the better for him. No, that's maybe saying because he didn't get a job at Kelly, but I'm just meaning I think he's ready to go and do it now. I think he knows exactly what he wants. He's got his right people around about him.
I love that. So he went and played St Johnstone, never changed a thing. They still played it exactly the same way as he played.
They had more possession.
Did you speak to him yesterday or not?
I spoke to him Sunday.
Did
you?
And they played the same way?
Played the same way. Uh-huh. He says he thought they were fitter than St Johnstone.
I guess you go to your mat, like we've just spoke about St Johnstone, but Celtic Hearts, man.
Brilliant.
Okay, it's unbelievable. And it puts the Scottish pyramid scheme, shall we call it,
brilliant,
to shame
Andy.
The way it was over the last couple of years.
Because
people like
Andy.
Celtic Hearts, when they get the opportunity, they have to go into League Two and, as it stands, are romping it, aren't they?
What a week for us, man.
You've been brilliant.
You've just took your performance from Saturday into Monday, mate.
But honestly, I've always been a big... mate, do you know what I remember growing up,
what?
Right? I've always been a big believer in a changing of the Scottish football.
Like sexy, pyramid.
Do you not just remember? That's what it like Talbot fans are saying. Do you not just remember every year growing up that you would see East Stirling bottom League 2?
League 2, I remember that.
For about 20 years in a row.
Jimmy Mack went in and
saw it. What are they doing?
If Tomo goes, Kelty job.
Genuine.
I'll be taking a Kelty job.
You'll be taking it, won't you?
I'll be taking it.
See you on
Tomo was asking you quite a lot, wasn't he, when you were there about tactics and that?
No, it's
because of Boca Juniors, wasn't it?
Boca Juniors. I think, listen, good footballing people can see it for each other. Do you know what I mean? When it comes to these other people, they don't want it to do with me because they know I'll prove them wrong.
Simon, see on the Kelty Hearts thing. I think Barry Ferguson was wrong to leave Kelty Hearts to go to
Hull. I think so.
Aye.
100%.
Can somebody explain to me why you would leave?
I think Malcolm probably thought he needed something fresh, something new.
Bob, innit? He kept creating it.
Because I think Kelty have the ambition to
Kelty's always keep been, going. Right? They're a good side and they were always going to be pushing for that next promotion. And I think that it's a win-win, but then you've got to, I suppose, like for Kevin Thomas, you've still got to go in there and do it and make it happen. And they factor into the last, what is it, last 16? The last,
last, 16,
last 16.
But I think Tom will be the same. I think if Tom will get offered a bigger job, he'll take it straight away.
League One's
but you're saying
the
bigger job. Bigger job as in the Premier League or maybe Championship?
Well, I've been in the Championship for the last 6 years. Yeah. I think they had a Championship sort of squad when Fergie went in. I think he got a big budget in that league, so he probably thought he could get them back up there straight away.
What
so.
Big clubs say? I know, doing
League One's tough this year.
League One, even Championship.
I was just about to say, League One's got to be the most competitive league this year. Mm-hmm. I know the championship is obviously very close now, but
Cove are brilliant against him. Did you see them?
But they've just signed, they must really have signed though, because they've just signed Reynolds for Dundee United.
Cove, I think Paul Hartley would tell you that they've got money, but it's hard to attract players up there, Tommy. They need to turn up there two nights a week.
How many points have Cove ahead now? It's not a lot, is it?
I'm only looking at our wee section.
12,
Cove? No, Cove are about 8 or 9.
No, I don't think it is as much as that. No, it's not as much as that.
If it is, what I've just said is a lot of shite then.
Aye.
I thought
Cove played exactly the same way that they played in League One, which I thought was brilliant. Eh?
Championship, to be fair, is fucking closer now as well.
I think you could be like the head of the pyramid scheme. Could you?
He's like your Doncaster, isn't he?
I'm doing Herbalife.
You're Doncaster.
You like that?
Connor Salmon and Bob Malcolm looked like a before and after for Herbalife.
Andrew, I've got a game in hand. It's actually not as tight as I thought. I'm talking shite. Did you see Cove have two games in hand? It is. Well done, Andy.
Bob and Salmon standing next to each other was like a before and after, wasn't it? Herbalife, man. Right, mate. Congratulations, Martin Boyle, you fucking millionaire.
Yay! Unbelievable.
Heard the day, 20 grand a week, is tax free as well, mate.
Good.
Which he deserves, mate, because he's been absolutely brilliant.
Us, when you were with him, can you talk
Scuddy.
Was he?
He wore the thin convert. I used to, his gear was.
What was that?
He's like, he's Montrose, mate, so he's no fan of a Thurzo.
What was his
gear? Do you like Jaeger when you're out? Do you drink Jaeger? He loves Jaeger bombs, mate.
He seems a wee character, doesn't he? That.
I thought he was like Northern Irish or something.
When Dundee won the league, this was the couple of months before I went there. He got steaming on the plane. He was nearly fighting with Gavin Ray up in his room, greeting, saying that everyone hated him in the team because he was an annoying wee bastard. So he proper loves a night out, loves a drink, but mate. Boyle was one of the best guys you could meet at Dundee. I loved him, eh?
Can you tell me just quickly his career path?
Montrose started off at Montrose, mate, in the
brilliant.
Low leagues.
How good is that? Seriously.
Especially with the gangs up there.
Oh, the gangs at Montrose, mate.
How good is that?
Stayed away from the thug life, went football. And
wait, so what age was it at Montrose when he left Montrose? Who did he go to?
Mate, what?
Can't believe
he's fucking aging.
I don't know why I'm cutting
that. That's not mine, isn't it?
But I've said it before, mate. Couldn't he get a game at Dundee? Well, come off the bench and now look at him, man.
But that's what you have to say to all your players down at the Lowlands League, League 2, League 1, young players. Don't be thinking about this league. Go and think at the very top. Nobody's going to hold you back.
Well done,
it's up to you as a person to go and do it. I mean, don't be thinking, well, he's doing this or he's doing that as part of it. Do it for your own self.
So you wish you'd told yourself.
I wish I'd told myself, that advice and that. I've been a bum for years.
20 grand a week, what was he saying? A 3-year deal?
Tax free.
He's just, his life's obviously just changed that. He's just got life changing money and he said he deserves it because he's been brilliant.
Has he been, Andy, year. It's a great question about to come your way. Has he been the best player in Scotland the last 5 years outside Old Firm? I would say yes.
Maybe no 5 year. I would go back maybe 2 or 3 year. He's been consistent.
Well, let's go back 5 then and you tell me a player that has been better than in the last 5 year. Because you say don't go back that one until they go back to 5 year.
That's a great question.
You give me one first, right? I'll back it up, right?
Well, so I don't actually. I think you're right.
No, you're right.
No, wait, Aberdeen.
I was thinking like Kenny McLean, has he been away 5 years?
No, he's been away 5 years ahead.
I don't know. You're right, mate.
That's a good
Paul Slane.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. I think he's made the most noise. That's what I would say as well. There's been sniffles here and there.
He's definitely made the most impact on
the club.
I think
so, Andy. Well done.
Because he's been there the full 5 years.
What about advice? What advice would you give him moving abroad?
Oh, wild.
You obviously had your time in Azerbaijan.
Come back.
But you were on £200 a week.
Listen, we can't compare the situation with me. And Saudi Arabia, I'll be lovely.
Right,
it'll
Andy,
be class.
You're
not going to the Gaza strip, mate, we'll be fine.
See, when you were earlier, when you get a day off, what was Andy Halliday's a day off like earlier?
You found a Rangers pub at Rangers support.
Mate, honestly, right? Just watching your flat.
A fucking...
Was it roasting?
I was fucking roasting. What do you mean? Was it roasting at 40 degrees?
Was it?
I just wake up, sit in the house, probably walk in and try and get a coffee somewhere.
What's that?
Just go, fuck all, mate. Honestly, fuck all. But what I will say is, right, this is the only advice I'd give him. But it doesn't matter because he's on fucking 20 grand a week. I was going to say, when I went, they put me in a hotel, which was obviously for free. You stay in the hotel for free. Don't do that.
No.
Go and get a flat that you pick. It's something that'll make you be more comfortable. And when you come home for training, you've got your own space and whatever. I would say that. But so you're fucking back to the hotel. You can buy a house if you want.
You're up high flats, weren't you?
Aye. 86 up.
You're doing your washing outside, aren't you?
Mate, the thing is as well, see when you're in a hotel, there's only one thing you're doing when you get back.
Sitting at telly.
Aye.
And you try to find the channel on the telly.
Bought a pepperoni after a few days, man.
Well, Kev, well, how to get somebody to replace him?
Very hard to replace him, Simon.
Well, who did Sean used to play with?
McGeady.
Larson. McGeady?
There you go, has he been playing with Sunderland?
He's been injured.
Been injured.
Has he?
Aye.
Is that who you're talking about?
Aye.
I don't think Hibs are taking on his wages.
Right wing back, like.
Hibs are not taking on McGeady's wages. I think McGeady's still got a lot.
No!
I think McGeady's still got a part to play in how Sunderland seasonal ends, so I don't think they'll let him go.
Is there a replacement in Scotland that you can see that could go in?
He's doing well.
There's young wingers out there that, in Scottish football, but.
There's a good one that.
I know a horny winger. Amazing.
Don't like this.
Can she make the switch? Can she do it?
Well, let me tell you in a bit quickly. Forget all the football talk.
No.
There's a big business in a bit hitting soon.
Aye.
Is there? Right. What is it?
FC Boca Glasgow. Wow.
What? As in?
I'm the chairman, yeah.
And what are you? Is it a kids thing or is it an adult? Yeah,
kids. It's going to take you everything. Right. DC, it's about to unleash.
So give us your principles. What is it? What are the thing? If your kid goes to Glasgow Boca, what are they getting?
You'll get, first and foremost, you'll get taught...
Pat Lynch.
No, sorry, come on. First and foremost, you'll get taught manners, respect, life lessons.
For who?
For me, because obviously it's how I've lived.
Who's going to teach you
that? It's a great example, isn't it?
It's a great example. But first and foremost, you need to learn the game, and it can still be fun learning the game. See this? You don't go into Primary One, Sina, you know you've said this all the time, and you start learning handwriting, or you learn maths, and then you go the next day, right, we'll do that in 6 months. No, you get the basics in them straight away. So you learn the basics, Andy.
Be world class at the basics.
They're the basics constant, and then see them, and they've got the basics, Kev. That's when you can maybe start doing this and doing that, but how can you not still have fun learning stuff? I don't understand it. People think, well, have fun, just put them in a big game. That's fine, play the game. But why not step and say, see that pass you played with your toes there? Put your foot.
See on kids football, obviously you do a lot of coaching with the kids. Sorry, Andy, would you agree that at the young age when you've got kids in at a football club, right?
Yes.
And at a young age, say they start about 5 years old, 6 years old, they start even younger and they're kind of little taught stuff. Would you encourage the kids at 5, 6 years to do basic drills like passing, control,
100%.
What? Aye.
That's what I would do, I think.
100%. I know, that's what I would do. I would do it for 20 minutes every week and then progress it and passing. Because I find, like, recently just we're going to my own kids' football, that they don't do this.
No.
I would also make it very fun-orientated at that age.
But you didn't want to see them fucking playing tag for 2 hours.
Because I've been told this, because the Scottish FA's got a thing where they call it fun fives, and then it's super sevens.
Yeah.
And they want it, some clubs want it to be, it's just fun, but for me...
See Boca FC, see if they don't do it proper, who are you phoning?
That's a great question. You'll be nowhere near.
My phone's off.
I can't believe he's not. It's just linked right into phone their dad. It's turning up the road, isn't it?
Who my phone? Oh, that phone their dad? They know that. they swiftly took that as soon as they came in. No, it's going to be unbelievable. Wait till you see the video, it gets unveiled. It's about to be made. I need to make a recap.
So what are you, what's your title? Is it
chairman.
Head coach?
I'm a chairman.
And so the chairman's going to coach?
My whole plan is to be the chairman, do a bit of coaching and then the
cash. What, with your suit? Is the chairman going to wear a suit?
The suit will be, and when the cash starts flowing around, just let it.
So you're going to coach with your suit on?
If need be.
Or you're going to go down to the dressing room and change into training gear?
The suit will be on. I cannot wait because I'm so, as you know, sir, I'm so passionate about youth football, and I've really got I believe that the exact idea or the way it should be, and it has to be fun. So even if you say, listen, just let them play a game, that's fine, but you need to be in that game helping them out. Do you know what I mean? If they're doing things wrong, stepping in, and of course, and it has to be fun, but there's a way right doing that. If you're not, why is it, how can I fit my coach? I don't get that, but then what
I've got to say. No, yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say something like, how can I fit my coach? No but coach.
You're educating them about the game, you're learning the game, the basics. So that is your job as a football coach. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That? So, get in there. Aye, so listen, it's exciting time. Wait till you see the video getting unveiled. Oh,
by the way, Sean Maloney, Dick Campbell next round as well.
Oh, mate, imagine that.
He'll eat him alive.
Chatting,
right, So you're like, Sean, sorry?
Hey, sorry. I don't think Sean will come after dugout.
I'd pay to watch the
massively uncomfortable.
I imagine Nicholas Savina.
Sean will probably put on his Canadian accent that week.
Oh.
No, but he does. It just depends what company's in. Some weeks it's Scottish, some weeks it's Canadian, some weeks it's a touch of Belgium in there.
What? Can you see him beating them? By when we were on the bus, we were like, please, no, our bro for Wayman. You've said it on here before. I'd rather Celtic Park, Celtic and Rangers.
Like, the way they play?
Just hard play.
It's hard play. Mate, they had for, I don't know about last year, but see the 2 years before last year, they had the third best home record in Scotland by Rangers and Celtic.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And by the way, they were near the bottom of the league and still had one of the best home records in Scotland.
I think Hibs are struggling now.
Definitely,
because they're sitting top of the Championship and they're playing very, very well. They know how to get results. And when it comes to a cup tie, last 16, sitting against Hibs and make it hard for them.
It'll not be easy, but you've got to fancy Hibs, but never easy, mate.
But no.
Never easy.
That could be the shock of the round, the next round.
I'd be interested to know the last time a team went to Gayfield and battered them.
By
more than two goals.
I think Grosvenor are the only team that
And that was only three.
We went 3-0 up against them at half time back in 2013, 14.
Who was that, Rangers?
Ayr versus Arbroath, 3-0 up because the wind was fucking blowing with us.
That way.
And then it turned around, it was 3-3 within 5 minutes. Honestly, that's how quickly it was.
I've had that at Peterhead, mate. You're 3 up at half time thinking this game's done, and then second half the wind fucking, you're like, he done it off your goal line for your goal kick. Need to say, lads, we're in the Record Factory hosting the podcast. They're up for the award of best sports bar at the Scottish Entertainment Awards. So make sure you give them a vote at entertainmentawards.co.uk.
I've got to say, Si, they're the best sports bar we've been in.
Aye.
100%. This is Grosvenor Sports Bar. This is where they get changed before the games.
Is it? Who's potentially could beat them? Can't see many, can you?
Although,
I don't know.
Whoever's handing out the awards will need to clean that toilet before they come. That'll be 10 points off.
I know. He came out here, look at mine there before the show today.
Not bad. Last few bits, Celtic and Rangers are obviously through. And Aribo's back from the Nations Cup. He's done brilliant over there, isn't he?
My door was getting banged last night.
What was getting banged, sorry?
My door.
Right. Is that what you're calling it now? A door?
My next door neighbour's gone wild because Nigeria get beat. He's come back home.
Aye. I think that was a better result last night for Rangers than Friday was, to be honest.
Aye.
How do you get on with the neighbour, him being a Rangers fan, you being?
All in.
Best of pals?
Aye, all in.
What's all?
Don't know, it just sounded good, that. No, but here, mate, that's massive for the Rebo comeback to Rangers. I think that's their biggest loss, you know, with creativity and stuff and that wee guy in between the lines. Do you think so, Andy?
It's massive, but I do think Alfredo Morelos has been called up to kill him then. For as big a boost as a Rebo being back, I think it's equally as big.
But Roof can go and play up there, nah?
Aye, definitely. Roof can play up there. Iton's come on all night there and scored.
Big Iton.
Big Iton.
Is that not an offer on the internet? It's on.
Is it? Which is Iton. So,
what about Sakala, though? I think with Celtics.
I don't think he's the number nine, though, mate. No, I really don't.
But Andy, I'm going to take you to school here with this one. Because
the chairman's going to take you to school here.
You see with Sakala, see Celtic how open they're in their defence. In between
centre halves and fullbacks, is that what you think?
Do you know what I mean? With his speed.
No, but when did you see him open?
No, but they play really.
Never conceded a chance against Hibs, who had Martin Boyle, who is a similar outcome.
No, but see, in European games, they have been very open with Leverkusen. I know they're a really good top side, but I think they actually said that they were looking at the gaps in between Celtic's defence because they were very high in the way Ange wants to play. So, and even with Hibs, they didn't create, I mean, Hibs had one chance, but the worst chances I felt that you could get at them at times because they did play a very open style. So, could Sakala come in there and...
No, for me, I'd put Riffin ahead of Sakala every day.
If that's the case, then I'm not playing on Wednesday in the 10th.
I see Paul's point with how... Because Celtic can be open. If you just look at the game Saturday against Alaba, Celtic, like, Connor Sam had a few chances.
What, the one for the half-way line?
No, that's what I mean, though, but he should have scored, sorry. Like, me and Big John Harton's on the same page there, he should
have scored.
That
was some commentary for the big man, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Got to be scoring for there.
Got to be scoring for 45 yards.
I'm not sure about him shouting yes when Celtic score or not, when he's working for Premier Sports. Can't believe it.
What do you make of the... I just need to start that again as well, I'm having a shock in it. What do you make of that? The international teams can call
it. About Joe Pereira.
I'm jumping again. Joe Victoria is he's fucking haunting me. What do you make of that? International teams can call up club players during the season.
I think it's a disgrace, Simon.
Why are all the tournaments not just in the summer?
Aye, 100%.
I'm not being funny, man. Like, I don't know if I'm just saying this because I've never been called up for Scotland and never will, but if I'm by, it's an old firm game, man. No, if I'm Kyogo or Roger or whoever's getting called up, I know what game I want to play in.
I know.
It's a disgrace.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Clubs, know what I mean, Paul?
100%, mate. A club's paying their wages, but at the start of the season, whoever runs it all should be this month, you're all at the same time.
Yeah.
This month, it can't be just taking players here, there, everywhere during the season. I mean, if I'm a club and I'm paying somebody, say, 20, 25 grand a week, they ain't going to some tournament when we've got one of the biggest games of the season coming up. I don't see how that what makes sense.
No.
And that goes for any tournament. It's not just this tournament.
I think this time around, for both teams, they're both going to miss players. So like, Rangers are going to miss Morelos, Celtic's going to miss Kyogo and Rogic. What about the Japanese boys? Are they heading out?
I think Maida's a...
So Celtic's going to have three
Derek
players.
Ferguson's
is that,
been
is that,
up,
is that the same as...
Will he not make the Kitten show?
No, he'll not be on the Kitten trailer. So it's not just affecting Celtic Rangers, it's affecting the podcast.
I know,
well.
But see, when three players get called up, can you not get the game cancelled? Like the game.
I don't want to get played, don't they?
No, I want to see it get played, but...
I heard that as a rule.
As a rule, aye.
But, you want to see the game with both teams best of having, don't you?
Definitely.
Because the bragging rights are
but
always,
the game will be on.
The bragging rights are always good, but when somebody wins and they haven't got a full start, that's you only win because so and so wasn't there and vice versa. But we need an old firm. It's been a while since an old
Did you
firm.
Get called up for Scotland when Sunderland had a big game?
Aye.
You had to miss it?
No, one game actually. I played for Scotland under Scotland B in Germany, and we had a game for Sunderland the next night. Flew back and was on the bench the next night.
Where?
Aye. Against Hull, Holloway.
See, that's not right either.
That's not right, is it? No.
See, the guy for Arsenal flew in the morning, Thomas Partey, and was on the bench.
Aye, right? Yeah,
got sent off.
Get sent off.
Remember Big Ambrose done it for Juve?
So he did. Two goals, yeah, that's right.
Aye, there should be a rule. Surely at the beginning of the season, must look at the fixture list and say, right, okay, there's internationals this year, this time for Europe, internationals this for CONCACAF. Right. For Asia, whatever it is, and try and get the big games avoiding so that they don't.
Who's the qualifier against? And where are Japan in the group? Do you know?
Nah, mate, not interested. To be honest,
no. See, I wonder if it's
Derek.
See if it's not a big qualifier within the group. Mm-hmm. I know what I'd be doing if I'm them, but I'm not going. But it's all fun game.
But we've heard
4 points behind.
Lewis Ferguson and John Carver are flying over to watch his dad play.
Oh, so it's Aberdeen.
Are they sharing a seat again?
Sharing a seat. One seat on the plane, mate.
the Derek Ferguson Maida look like is one of the best of all time.
It's unreal. Just quickly, on Rangers beat Stirling Albion. I actually thought Brian Fagolod scored the first goal, but it was wee Alex Lowry. So,
mate, how good was he?
He's a player, mate. I've seen him play in the youth. He's a good player.
He was comfortably. Outside maybe Sakara, Rangers' best player.
What position?
Mate, wants the ball. Doesn't it just pop it off? He wants to go and do bits. Love to see it in young players.
He come on early and he automatically was the best player on the park.
And see
he was good.
So now we're talking about, like, obviously bigger teams playing the smaller teams, and it's most of the time it's a lose-lose situation. A lot of Rangers players didn't cover themselves in glory, even if it's 4-0. Do you know what I mean?
Brandon Barker.
It wasn't a good game. Alex Lowry genuinely changed the tempo of the game when he came on.
I only seen bits of it, but he did. He brought a wee freshness and a bit of excitement.
There's a couple of players that night.
But enthusiasm.
I thought Sakala was good, to be fair.
What position was he playing?
On the left.
So he has made a winger?
I think so, just especially with the way Rangers are playing now. Whereas I think Alfredo Morelos is back to being a penalty box striker. I don't really think Sakala's that.
Does he like hugging the touchline, Sakala? Because we can organise it.
Pat can take him.
He does, aye.
Good to get Pat on, you know?
Pat would be good.
Do you know what I found weird with Sakala? No, I don't know if you've seen it. He came out on Instagram and says, I'm not cutting my hair till I score a goal. He's a striker.
He scored the next game.
Because the Hydro, isn't it? Next Hydro.
But you don't do that if you're a striker, do you?
No, I hate shit.
I mean, he literally just scored the next game. So you cut his hair out a week after making the bet.
Nobody cares.
It's like the tash from November. Aye, good one, aye. Cunts kind of grow a tash.
Like, if I said, I'm not cutting my hair to a score, that could be an issue.
Barbers would be like, oh, Glasgow fans, fuck, man, I'm sick of touching it.
I can go about 3 years.
We've spoke Matty O'Reilly for MK Dons. Anyone know anything about him? Josh Windass told me he was good.
Wow, he must be fucking brilliant. Josh Windass says you're good, You're very good.
He messaged you the other day.
Mate, he's shown us all his goals. Every goal he sends me, what do you think is?
Right. He's a player, he's some you're boy. Not having him, you give him too much credit.
Mate, he loves Scottish football, man.
He's the harshest critic of a football player I've ever met.
He scored at the weekend.
What a boy. He did, aye. Great finish, actually.
He's flying. He is flying.
Josh is a very good player, mate.
Is he? Aye,
very good player. Athletic as fuck, but technical as well. He's good.
Wow.
He's fit as fuck, isn't he?
But, I'm not going to out it on here, but some of the players that he's caned in the past, man, fuck me.
Is he?
I tell you, he really doesn't rate a lot of Scottish players, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Even though you're saying he loves Scottish football, he doesn't rate a lot.
That story with you and him at Tynecastle's, you heard that?
That's one of my favourites.
Come on, you fucking love
this. Fuck me, boys, liven up. Throw in, comes in, bobbled at his foot, 3-1 Hearts. He's like, fuck me, bad just picked.
But 1.5 million's a great bit of business for Celtic as well, nah.
1.5 million is nothing.
None, mate, exactly. Nothing for an emerging talent in League One.
Nothing these days. I've noticed he's scored quite a few goals this year as well.
Uh-huh. But MK Dons play a similar style. That's what I like about Ange. He's obviously looking at MK Dons play a similar style at Celtic.
Where's his favourite position?
I think he's an attacker. It maybe comes in off the side.
Is he high? I'd be interested to see in the coming weeks how he gets
on. An advanced midfielder.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
But Celtic will still be busy in this transfer window. You can still see a couple coming.
Still smell it, can you?
Yeah. Do you think Rangers will do any business?
I think they'll be trying.
Suter will go, won't he?
Suter will go.
Do you think
it makes sense for both teams for Suter to go, doesn't
it? I think
it?
A winger.
It needs to be a financial benefit though,
for you,
it?
I think a winger.
Did the Rangers not make an offer like a couple of hundred grand or something and Hearts turned it down?
I think, I don't know the figures, but Hearts will, like I said last week, Hearts will be like, how much do we get if we finish third in Europa League? Mm. We've got a better chance of getting third if John Suter stays. Where's the middle ground between
On the Europa League argument, obviously, mind you saying last week about it, Scottish teams that finish third and qualify Europa League very rarely get to the actual group stage part. So how much money is there just by qualifying? You don't make the money once you're in the group.
By rounds, it's quite big.
Is it?
Aye. It's not massive, but it is quite big. By the way, see saying that, right, I seen something on social media. St John's for the first time ever to draw with Galatasaray and get beat off Kilty Hearts in the same season.
Mate, St John's were close as well, weren't they?
Aye, mate.
They're in Galatasaray close.
They went away to that LASK as well and got a result, didn't they?
Mate, that's what used to kill me. Remember, like, the third or fourth place teams only used to get like 2 weeks after.
Two weeks off. It's worse than
Scottish. What are you doing qualifying for? You 2 weeks after and you get scudded out in the first round, man. That was horrendous.
I think it's changed now as well, though. Is if you finish third or fourth, is it in the SPL, you don't need to go into that League Cup group. Yeah. Because that's fucking early as well, mate.
Uh-huh. What is the best?
And you don't need to trek up to fucking Peterhead.
For the League Cup.
Who did we get this year? We got fucking Peterhead, Cove Rangers. Everywhere was a fucking trek.
You usually always get that because it's done by regions, kind of, isn't it? So Hearts, Edinburgh.
I mean, how's that close? Peterhead, Cove and Inverness.
Did Rab play the saxophone the full way up?
Full way up.
You must have played your saxophone after that weekend, did you?
Do something else.
Who thinks the best January transfer you've seen?
Of all time, little rubber nut Jamie O'Hara, wouldn't we?
Kamal, when they signed... Can't ask these type of questions on the spot. We've got to research this.
Kamal, when they signed Kevin Kyle 2009.
Were you January, Kev?
January, aye.
So this is for Hearts?
Hearts, if I get them going down, Quinn scored 8 goals before the season finished.
It's a big number for...
Kept him up.
So different class was Kelly bottom league?
Nah, they were in the bottom league when I arrived. I think they were about 10th.
Right.
Not bad.
I came in and then scored about 8 goals.
So wait, did your agent just phone you? Were you not quite happy at Hearts?
No, I was... No, this was at Kamalik. I left Coventry to go to Kamalik.
Oh, right. Coventry was...
Wait, remember
the
jet phone me that day?
Right, listen to this.
The jet phone me, says, "Hi, it's Jim." I says, "Jim who?" He says, "Jim Jeffries." He says, "All right, how you doing?" He says, "You thinking about coming to play up in Scotland?" I says, "I just need a club to get my career going." "Well, I'll fucking get your career going. Cup here and I'll look after you, son." By God, he did.
Davey Weir.
Davey Weir
for
Rangers.
When did he come? 43 or something?
Well, it was a thing he signed for 6 months, didn't he? Then end up staying for about 5 years.
I know, Davey Weir, what a player he was.
Davey Weir was a good player, wasn't he?
Oh, I see when I played against him at Everton, man, he was unbelievable.
I can't remember.
Tell him, mate.
Do you know, that's brilliant, that.
See, watching him, you're like, what the fuck, man?
He was a joke.
Oh, my God, what a player.
Did Bellamy.
Am I imagining things? Or did Barry Robson not sign for Celtic in January?
I think he did.
Barry Robson was good for Celtic, no?
A dog.
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 Big ginger dog, wasn't he?
Barry Robson surprised me, by the way, when I say him with Middlesbrough. I thought he was good, mate.
I know, a good player, good Barry there. Robson.
Oh, he's an angry man, eh?
Kicked the ball so hard, he's like, better, mate,
much better than what I think people
gave him credit.
Technically good, mate.
Aye.
What could about, zing a ball in that.
Which made it interesting for people, the shocking transfer signings.
So Kevin Kyle for
slain a murder of
Celtic, and then slain free transfer to air. I had won five in the bounce. I came out and get relegated.
Did you? Did you just get relegated when you were at air?
No. But I had a bad run.
So talk us through the phone call. Who phoned you up to say air or what?
Stefan Givarsh.
He was shite.
Stefan Givarsh at Rangers.
He'd won the World Cup.
Won a World Cup.
He was shite.
Semi Rangers, I think he showed a hat trick in his first game against St Johnson. I don't think he showed another goal.
Who's your manager here, Paul?
Mark Robertson.
Did he phone you?
See when I went in to sign, it was unbelievable. See when I went in to sign, seeing the contract, that just said, so it had my details, Paul Slaney on the contract. Slaney. No, Paul Slaney.
No, I never.
Listen, swear on my life. I went, what the fuck? Paul Slaney.
Did you call him up for that, or did you just sign it?
Slaney in the back of your strip?
Shat it.
No, it was. No, I don't think we had any names in the back of the strips.
That's brilliant.
What about your other big move when you went to. Was it Stirling Albion you went to trial?
Stirling Albion, aye. Fucking dog shit there, I know. I'm a bad player, honestly.
So what happened? Who phoned you with Stirling Albion, the manager?
Beatty Boy.
How?
Beatty Boy was in it, Stirling Albion.
Right.
And I messaged him, said, could I come.
Alright, so they didn't even want you, you just asked. You asked to go on somewhere.
I heard for the grapevine. That you could be making a return back to football. True or false?
True.
As part of Boca or?
No, no. What I'm saying is, if you watch the scores on Saturday, you can see my name.
When? For when?
I've heard that.
How did you hear that?
Somebody's told me they've seen you out running again, but obviously you've been telling us you've been doing your steps.
Have you been out jogging with the football boots on it and the concrete?
The studs are all scraped now. I love getting it. But no, you need to.
What boots will you wear on your comeback? What you wear?
Well, obviously, good. You Night Tempos.
Rob Douglas.
Aye, big Rob Douglas.
Fold of a tongue.
Get up here, my king's on, mate. You look brilliant.
I want to get one my last shot because it's still to this day eats away at my head. Listen, there's bits and bobs going on, but. Still eats away at my head. I can never seem to just get it away.
Still a good age, mate, aren't you?
30 year old. Mm-hmm. Good a bit of dressing, and that won't be the case. Aye, so listen, I need to get it.
5 years, 30, you've 35.
I've got 3 good years in 2 years.
The only issue, I still
went out.
Two ones like me on Saturday, huh?
Aye,
the only issue, though.
Finished a few years ago.
I was a nippy winger when I retired, so I don't know where.
But you think you're going to be a pocket player now?
In a hole.
You like going to hold it.
Same amount of weight.
Right, talking about players in the hole, last few bit, Dele Alli's going to leave Spurs with Celtic Rangers taking.
Nah, I haven't.
Where'd you know that?
Nah. Who's getting? Nah. You put that question in there.
He's not coming. He's not going to come to Celtic Rangers.
No. I don't know, 100 grand a week.
I know. Who's going to take him to?
You've never liked him. Bad attitude.
I don't know. No, not that.
Newcastle.
When they went away to one of the, I think, I don't know if it was the World Cup or the Euros a number of years ago. Just didn't really do that much where I was wowed by it. Every now and then he'll do something spectacular and they'll talk about it for a few months, but he doesn't do that every week.
I think there was one season at Spurs he done that.
Aye, but for me, I don't, he doesn't.
You'll still get a prem move though, won't you? A Newcastle,
in a minute,
aye.
Heartbeat.
Do you think
so? Aye,
definitely. I don't know. Eddie Howe's
all
about press. No doubt. Card, does he?
No, I tell you what's a bigger shot though. Christian Eriksen, Brentford, man. Surely he's still too good for Brentford.
What a move that is. For Brentford,
I'm buzzing for them.
I'd be thinking, I mean, come on, it's not my fault. Then.
Brentford could be better.
Wolves are nice to watch now under a new manager.
Told you.
You slaughtered
them. Eriksen could have done.
They used to be by far the worst team in
under Nuno.
By far.
Newcastle, Eriksen would have been a shout for Newcastle, surely, just for a few months to see how he was.
That'd be brilliant, aye.
Good shout.
He just wants
to get to the Brentford manager.
He just wants to get to the World Cup, the boy. God, I hope he does. That'd be an unbelievable
story.
I don't think we'll ever forget that.
No, that's the BG3.
That was one of the
Saturday's second show, wasn't it? We had a shocker the night this one in the head.
Sad.
Aye.
It was a sad, sad day in football, that was.
Good to see him back. That's us, boys.